Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Boom! What up, America? Doug Gottlieb Show. Fox Sports Radio coming to you live and direct from sunny Southern California. Welcome in. You know, I've been doing this a long time. This fall will be my 18th year doing radio, 17th year doing national radio, 15th year doing about this time slot. And I said this 2 days ago, and I mean it today. I've never really gotten into the NFL scheduling win-loss thing. But maybe it's because, and I don't know if you're this way with your life. The CDC just announced that vaccinating people, and Ramos, I know you saw this because you are, we're all actually vaccinated on this show. But we're very much, you know, conscious of trying to do the right thing. Right. Like there's a it's interesting. Look, to those of you who have said the this is so overblown, it's just you're an idiot. To those of you who want to still walk out in a bubble, you're an idiot. Right. The truth is always in the kind of gray, reasonable area. Just telling you the reality of it. Like I've never understood if this is Joy Taylor made an incredible point to me very early on. And I use it and I'll credit her for it, which is if getting vaccinated wasn't the end game scenario for you, what is, right? That's the way that we proceed with life is people get vaccinated. On the other hand, what's the point of having a vaccine if once you get vaccinated, you're not on some level in the clear, right? Like we can't have it both ways. You can't tell me I need to get vaccinated in order to quell this thing. And then I get vaccinated and I have to still wrap myself in a bubble. On the other hand, just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean that everybody's vaccinated. There's a lot to it. But if you are, in fact, vaccinated or going to get vaccinated and your kids, by the way, now can get vaccinated and talk to your doctor and see as long as there's no pre-existing health condition or something that makes it so that you can't do it. I believe your doctor will tell you you should do it. You're probably like me where you're like, all right, it's May. Kids are out of school in a month. Let's party, right? Like, let's get out. And I think restaurants will go from really struggling to survive to just overflow crowds. Parties are much bigger. Seeing people and traveling is I don't know if you were a traveler before, but everyone I know is like, man, I just can't wait to get out and travel. Now, I traveled a bunch for basketball during the pandemic. And it was fun to get out of your house and to do something. On the other hand, you did feel like you were breaking some sort of law and it wasn't as fun because there's nothing to do. Like I remember going to Chicago for the NBA draft and which I did for stadium. And I just like literally got into an Uber. I was like the guy's like, there's never any business. You go to downtown Chicago. It was like that Will Smith movie where the zombie movie, you know what I'm talking about? I Am Legend. So as you get ready for the summer and the fall, you start to plan, hey, I want to go there. I've always wanted to go there. And as we've seen for the last year, it's kind of been taken away. You start to realize like, oh, what would it be like to be in a country where you couldn't travel? That's what it's like. So here's what I wanted to do. Ramos, you have it in front of you. And I know Gavin has it in front of you. Steve DeSager, I think you'll have it in front of your schedules. I've never been a season ticket guy. I'm not really good with long-term schedules where you have to be, with the exception of 12 to 3 West Coast, 3 to 6 East Coast. But like every week you got, like think about it. If you're a season ticket guy for an NFL team, okay, now you have one preseason game. Where you're like, do I use the tickets, not use the tickets? You're getting paid full charge, full price. You got to pay for parking. Then you have 8 or 9 with the 17th game, home games. That's like 8 or 9 Sundays or Mondays or Thursdays, you have to be somewhere. You have to find somebody to use your tickets. I've never been season ticket guy. Let me start about baseball or about basketball. And then you're like, well, Doug, what you do is you split up the tickets. Okay, well, then there's a good chance you're not going to get the games that you want. You might get one game that you want. I've never been a season ticket guy. I've never really been a schedule guy. But what I am is a kind of unique big ticket item guy. And I was looking at the schedule today, and we did this Vivid Seats, I think is what we used for. We're looking at the tickets that as of now are the most expensive. Now, we also have to keep in mind that a good portion of it is preseason hype, storylines, location. But it was, if you could pick out, how many months is the NFL season? September, October, November, December. It goes into January this year, right? So 5 months, if you could pick out a game a month that you wanted to go to, that you were like, you know what? I'm not a big season ticket guy, but I love the NFL and I want some unique experiences. What games would those be? Now, the problem always is what happens if guys aren't healthy. That's why I'm a last minute ticket sort of guy. So I tried to put together, because I've never been to Lambeau Field, but I don't think it's worth going to Lambeau Field when the weather is perfect. I could be wrong. And you're like, well, you know, it's cool and crisp. Once you get past, you know, they open on the road, then they come home against the Lions, you know, and then they got, I was trying to figure out what would be the best. Now, again, I don't know about the status of Aaron Rodgers, but I thought of two games that I would love to go see. The Steelers on the 3rd of October or the Seahawks on the 14th of November. Now, the 14th of November seems like a guaranteed really, really cold, but my thinking is it's Aaron Rodgers versus Russell Wilson. I love that idea. The two guys don't like each other. They've played against each other several times in the playoffs, no less. And it stands to reason that both teams should be relatively good. I thought that was the game that I would have circled, but I've circled back to Steelers taking on the Packers. I can't think of another time the Steelers went in and played the Packers in Green Bay, although I'm sure it's happened. But this is the last go round for Big Ben. You know they'll be at least relatively competitive. It's the fourth game of the season, so neither team is going to be 0-3. That doesn't stand to reason. Rodgers, Roethlisberger, possibly the last season for each to play on their current roster. That would be the one. Like the one, those are the, right? Plus, it's a Super Bowl rematch from back in the day. That's the one. Gavin, if you had one game, and I want to expand this to, we'll put together kind of our dream five games to go to, one in each month. If you had one game in one place you want to go, is it like you've never, obviously neither of us have been to the new stadium in LA. It's going to host the Super Bowl as well. Hopefully we'll get a chance to go to the Super Bowl if we want to, but that's not the point. If you could pick one game anywhere in the NFL, what would it be?
Week 4, Buccaneers, Patriots, Tom Brady returns to Gillette. I just feel like this is a game that before the schedule came out, we knew this game was going to happen. And to see it there on a Sunday night, I mean, that would just, the only thing that would make it better.
It's the same day, by the way, as my Steelers-Packers game. That may change my Steelers-Packers thing.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's like, I do wish it was later in the season so there was a little more on the line. But also, the Patriots might not be a good team later in the season, and it might not matter. So maybe that's why it's in week 4.
Well, if the Patriots don't win early, they're not going to win, because they open up with the Dolphins at home, the Jets on the road, the Saints at home before they take on the Buccaneers. And while the Saints have been a perennial playoff team, and the Dolphins look like they've made some big moves in the offseason, the Saints are traditionally not a great road team being a dome team. Granted, no Drew Brees this year. We don't know who their quarterback's going to be. And the Dolphins, I don't think anybody has yet to fully buy in to Tua, and the Jets aren't there yet. So the you would expect the Patriots to be no worse. 1-2 is the absolute worst. 2-1 is reasonable, and obviously 3-0 is spectacular. Don't know who their quarterback's going to be, although that early in the year, would it be a Cam Newton? How does he look year two? I'm with you. That's a hell of a game. Ramos, there's one game you can pick. that you would want to go and see this year?
Well, I think week four is a good week, unfortunately for all of us, because I like the Jags at the Bengals. It's a time for the number one picks from the last 2 years to take on each other. Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence. Of course, the last time it happened, I believe, was Goff versus Wentz at the Coliseum when the Eagles came here to play the Rams, and that's the game that Wentz got hurt. Tore his knee.
Diving for the end zone.
That's right. So I'm looking for. I want to see how Burrow looks coming back after his injury, and how Lawrence looks with the Jaguars. That should be a good game. That's one I'd like.
Thursday night. You could make both games, John.
It's also
okay. It just says week four. I don't know if what night it was, but okay.
That's a Thursday night game. So you could actually do the double. Like, listen, I know you haven't been on an airplane 20 years or whatever.
I'll take a bus.
But you could take the Madden Cruiser?
Yeah, if he's still got it at his house and not using it a lot.
Here's a question, and I don't know the answer to this one, but I think I do, but I don't really, right? Which is, could you, the Green Bay game's in the afternoon. Because if the Green Bay game was in the morning, you'd probably have to be a private jet guy. But can you imagine if you could make both of those games?
That'd be sweet.
It's a 2019 national title game rematch, and you think of ETN, Lawrence, Jamar Chase, Burrow, like how many are in that game? That's pretty wild.
Yeah, you guys are probably two of the only guys that would say that game. I just want to point that out. Right?
I wouldn't like pick
Seattle,
that game.
By the way, Seattle-San Francisco is that weekend. Like that weekend is incredible. Seattle-San Francisco is that weekend. We don't know about Deshaun Watson, but Houston-Buffalo is that weekend. There's a couple other ones. Cleveland-Minnesota is that weekend. But obviously the big ones, Kansas City, Philadelphia, where you have Andy Reid going back to a place that that's rematch weekend, right? Andy Reid going back to Philadelphia where he led them to a Super Bowl. You have Cardinals, Rams, Seahawks, Niners, Steelers, Green Bay, Tampa, New England, and you have Raiders, Chargers. That could be a hell of a weekend, by the way, John. Like, if you ever wanted to, week four it up, like, hey, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to fly out to Cincinnati and watch that game. You could do that. And then, you know, you could decide which other game you wanted to go to on Sunday. You know, if you wanted to do the Green Bay, if you want to do Tampa, New England, fly back and do Rams versus Chargers. That would be kind of an amazing weekend. Steve DeSager, if there's one game you could see this year in the NFL, what would it be?
What crossed my mind when the schedule was coming out was the season finale of Chargers at Raiders. I would want to see the new Raiders stadium in Vegas. It could be a weekend in Vegas. And you're right, the season goes into January. That's a January 9th regular season game.
I want to point this out, that the Raiders in Vegas is going to be a huge success.
Yes.
A huge success. I said it when it was first leaked. Amy Trask, who of course used to run the Raiders. My sister was actually her number two back in the day. If you look at the demos, you look at all of the metrics, everything has told you that the Raiders were already they're still the most popular team in LA. They were the most popular team in Vegas. And then you add in the ease of travel to anybody in Southern, Northern California. You can scoot over there from Fresno as well. And you have the new dome as just an excuse. Like, I love the Raiders and I want to go see the new stadium. Plus, people haven't traveled. They haven't been to Vegas. Like, that one seems like that place is going to be a zoo this year.
And can you imagine when the Philadelphia Eagles visit Vegas this season, how many Eagle fans will be walking around there? They took over Los Angeles visiting both Rams and Chargers in recent years.
Well, it's kind of to make your point, Steve. We saw this on Vivid Seats, that of the six games that the tickets values already are most in demand. Okay, Bucks Patriots, the average ticket price is $1,376. That's crazy. Okay. The other five, are all Raiders games. Raiders home games. Ravens Raiders, Chiefs Raiders, Eagles Raiders, Bears Raiders, Dolphins Raiders. I mean, that thing is going to between the secondary market, the hotels, all the other stuff. The stadium itself, that is going to be that's the place. It's funny because I want to go to more of the traditional places this year. I still want to go see a Raiders game. I got to figure out, probably go do Chargers Raiders. That's the last game of the season.
It is.
You said?
January 9th.
Yeah. Only problem there is you wonder who's going to be playing, right?
Yeah, who's going to be any
it's
good?
Week 18, yeah.
No, I would probably, like, if I could, I'd do the first Monday night game. Like, we should just go do the first Monday night game. It's so easy.
I looked at it last night, and the tickets were, I mean, 200, 300. Pretty pricey.
For the Charger home game, you mean?
Yeah, the Charger home game against the Raiders, October 4th, I think. And my dad's a big Raider fan, so I was like, oh, we have to go to this. But, man, it's pretty pricey.
For those unaware of the Raiders stadium, it is literally right next to the 15 freeway, yeah. Right on the other side of Mandalay Bay and the Strip. Patrick Mahomes could throw a football from the stadium over the freeway and hit hotel property. It's that close.
I'd like to see that. I think it's a little, that's a hell of a throw. 15 is pretty big, right? There's like six lanes each way at that point in time. And they have this big off ramps and then T-Mobile's on the other side, like a block up, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The hockey arena.
I'm in. T-Mobile's not, they play hockey there, but it's not a hockey arena. It's just a brand new, beautiful
place, boxing,
right?
But as far as the regular tenant.
Yes. They're not regular tenant. Number one tenant with the most until they get basketball right now. Football and hockey is.
Although technically the tenant was the Las Vegas WNBA team when MGM owned it, right? And the guy that ran MGM Sports is today the Pac-12 new commissioner, by the way.
That's another story for another part when you join us in a second in the show. But okay, so the Las Vegas WNBA team doesn't play there anymore?
No, it's that they got sold. I think the Raiders owner Mark Davis owns the basketball team.
That's true. But are they going to play in T-Mobile?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. They have so many arenas there, as you well know.
They do have a bunch of arenas. It doesn't actually make sense to play an 18,000-seat arena if you're not going to draw 18,000 people.
No. And as far as NFL tickets, this is fans is exactly what I thought of. I want to see one day with full throat, full fans, full audience, Kansas City, a Chiefs home game.
Yeah.
And maybe this...
Well, that's why I hate the draw. I think we talked about it yesterday, right? The draw, the first game of the season, who goes into Kansas City, right? That's a terrible draw for Cleveland.
But Buffalo's going to be there. Green Bay, first half of the season's going to be at Kansas City.
Chargers,
certainly, yeah.
Yeah, Green Bay, November 7th would be that's a pretty spectacular game right there to go. That's a Sunday afternoon Fox
game. That's the added game, right? The AFC-NFC matchup to make it 17 games on a schedule.
Fascinating. Steve DeSager, he'll join us in a second. Give me your thoughts. At Gottlieb Show, you pick one. We'll go through the months and try and pick one. It's going to be exciting. Did you hear this? This is Tom Brady Sr. calling into a Boston radio show to talk about his son returning to Gillette.
I saw the schedule come out last night. And I started salivating when I saw that we play the Patriots in the fourth game of the season and that we're coming up here to make our record 4-0 after the fourth game. So it's a pretty fun time.
That's a little bold right there. 4-0 after the – we'll see. You know, remember last year they were very much scuttling and it took till the bye and playing four bad teams. Till they got it going. I don't think there's any real point in, you know, especially a 17-game season. I don't even think you're trying to go undefeated.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Have you guys seen this video of the Padres fan walking up and knocking out the Rockies fan?
I have not.
I should look that up.
Yeah, send it.
I'll send it to you.
Do we know why? Are you going to tell us why they, or you don't know why?
I mean, he literally walks up to him and cold cocks him. That's actually what happened.
What'd you say about Tatis?
Who goes to a baseball game and gets in a fight?
I know. It shocked me ever since I've been a kid going to games and then fights break out and you're like, I don't, what are you fighting about? Like, watch the game.
I don't understand. I like to be somebody who understands people. I don't understand people like that.
I think inebriation may partake a little bit into why they occur, but I'm not going to say that's the full reason why, but I think it's a little bit of it.
Yeah, but I would also say that part of the deal, a good portion of the deal is who you are when you're drunk is who you are in real life, right? And I mean, in like, if you're a happy dude and you get drunk, you're a happier guy. Like, John, you don't drink, do you?
I don't, but I did get drunk once, and the people told me that I was really like funny.
Like, because you're a nice person,
right? So you're right. I think you could be right. Like, I just became a better version of myself already. Maybe
there's a better version of you. I didn't know that existed.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. That's a fascinating one. We'll talk about a little bit later on in the show. Let's welcome in Ben Volen, who, of course, for the Boston Globe, covers the entire National Football League. But the entire National Football League is talking about Week 4, right? We're talking about Week 4. How big is this going to be in Boston?
Well, so this is in Boston, I'd say right up there, probably the biggest regular season game of any of the four teams ever. You know, just the whole factor of Tom Brady coming back to play against Bill Belichick. My colleague Dan Shaughnessy said it best. Like, Bill Russell never came back to play the Celtics. You know, Red Auerbach was never the president of the Knicks and came back to play the Celtics. Ted Williams never joined the Yankees. You know, it compares to, like, Roger Clemens coming back with the Yankees and the ALCS. You know, Bill Parcells back in the day coming back with the Jets. But this blows all those out of the water. A huge ticket. Already the get-in price for, like, the bleachers, all these, you know, Ticket IQ and all these companies, Vivid Seats, it's like $1,300, $1,400. Just insane. And, you know, it's the game that all the networks wanted, too. They all kind of battled for it, and NBC won out for Sunday Night Football. I feel like they did the Patriots a solid a little bit by putting it early in the season. Usually, like, all the Brady-Peyton Manning matchups would be in November for sweeps to get the big ratings. They did this in early October, and I think, frankly, it's because they wanted to make sure that the Patriots were competitive. They're not entirely sure that the Patriots are going to be there at the end of the season. It would not be a good look for the Patriots if they're 3-6 and struggling and they got to, you know, welcome Tom Brady into town. So by having it early in the season, it kind of ensures that both teams have a lot of juice and you should get a good matchup that Sunday night.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Who do you think will be the quarterback by then?
I still think it'll be Cam Newton. I don't think Belichick is going to hand over the job to Mac Jones by any stretch. I think the whole point of bringing Cam back was to be able to bring a young quarterback like Mac Jones along slowly. And you know, I feel like Belichick's not going to put Mac in there until he's overly comfortable and confident that Mac, you know, knows the offense and knows the protections and knows the checks and the hots and all that stuff that goes with playing quarterback. And I think you're going to see a better Cam Newton this year. He'll have a full offseason. He's got much better weapons. The offensive line should be very good. The defense should be much better. You know, Cam Newton with, you know, COVID year, you've heard all the excuses. No time with the playbook last year. No good teammates. He still went 7-8 as a starter. So I think Cam is good. You know, as long as he can be like the dreaded game manager, you know, we always say it as a negative, but if he can convert some third downs and short yardage, not turn the ball over, I think they have a good enough defense and should have some weapons on offense. And I think Cam's going to be able to hold on to the starting job at least through like the first half of the season.
If I could, you've seen the NFL schedule. I give you one game outside of that one you want to go see. What is it?
Probably Rodgers Mahomes, right? That's the premier matchup. That's one of the 17th, one of the extra games we get this year. Assuming Rodgers is on the Packers. And the NFL does not seem concerned that Rodgers won't be with the Packers because they got 6 national TV games this year. And I don't think it's necessarily to see Jordan Love. I got to think Rodgers, Mahomes, I would like a ticket or maybe a spot in the press box for that one.
Yeah, there's a couple there. There's Ben Roethlisberger goes into Green Bay. And, of course, Russell Wilson goes into Green Bay. Like, there's some interesting Green Bay games.
Hey, can I go off the board for a second here?
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys.
I love the battle of the young guns. Like Trevor Lawrence takes on Zach Wilson this year. You're going to see Trevor Lawrence, Joe Burrow. I love those young quarterback matchups. So, you know, give me all the Trevor Lawrence, the Jaguars. They got no love. They got one national TV game. Same with Joe Burrow. You got all these
against Joe Burrow. It's against Joe Burrow, by the way, on Thursday night.
Yeah. It's
on
like
Yahoo.
It's a pity national TV game for both teams. So, you know, they're making the young guys earn the national spotlight.
Well, I don't think that's what it's about, right? I mean, like, the reality of it is they're putting on, first of all, they have to put it down once. So everybody gets one, right? Like, that's why the Lions get the Thanksgiving Day game. You got to be on once. And that's the league rules. So they put them on Thursday night because nobody watches. Sorry. Like, I'm Ramos. Was it Ramos? Was you or was it DeSager? Who said that Thursday night game was the one?
That was me. That was the Lawrence versus Joe Burrow.
Yeah, that's that Thursday night game. Same week, by the way. Week four is have you looked at week four? Week four is crazy good. Andy Reid going back to Philadelphia. Tom Brady going back to New England. There's a couple other ones, but then the Thursday night game is remarkably good as well, and that's Jacksonville-Cincinnati. But the reason that they're on is not because people show them respect or disrespect. It's because people don't – it's all by the metrics. People don't watch.
Well, so I'm surprised, though, that the Jaguars only got the one, because I think between Urban Meyer, Trevor Lawrence, they're going to sign Tebow. We all know that. That's going to be a fascinating team to watch this year. So I hope they get flexed into some more – I hope they're relevant, because that, to me – it's going to be kind of a fun team to watch develop and grow.
What about the Tebow thing? You know, you get people who want to make the correlation between Kaepernick and Tebow. What is the rest of the league saying about Tebow getting an opportunity to play tight end?
I mean, I think a lot of people are upset, and they do see kind of a double standard that Tebow, who hasn't played in a regular season game since 2012, is going to get this opportunity, and Kaepernick hasn't. I definitely don't think it's apples to apples. And to me, Tebow's signing on board to be like a gimmick player, kind of to be Taysom Hill. I think Tebow was a little bit ahead of his time, and he played in an era where, hey, his superstardom made it so tough for him to take any sort of, like, you know, role player type of position. But coaches were way more conservative even 5-6 years ago about deploying a quarterback like Tebow. And I think Taysom Hill, what he does for the Saints, he's like a bulldozer in the backfield, and he's a good thrower, but he's not a great thrower by any stretch. I mean, I don't see Taysom Hill being too much different from Tebow. And Tebow, I think we all know, is going to be in good shape. I mean, Urban Meyer, it's obviously because of that connection. Without that connection, Tebow's not coming back. I think he'll be good in the locker room. He'll be a good, you know, like, example for the younger guys on that team. And who's, you know, he's no starting quarterback, but he could come in short yardage and goal line, and you don't know whether he's going to run or throw. And I think it makes sense. So I don't understand why people are against it, and I think it's fun, and give me more Tebow, and I hope they do it, and I think it'll be great for the league.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. What about Aaron Rodgers? I don't think they're trading him either. The league clearly doesn't think they're trading him, and it's suddenly gotten really, really quiet in regards to the back and forth and all the negativity coming out of the Rodgers camp. Does that mean anything?
I've always believed that Rodgers will be playing for the Packers in 2021. He has no leverage in this situation. The way that he's under contract for 3 years, and if he wants to hold out, it's going to cost him so much money. He'll have to pay back, you know, up to $30 million in signing bonus, and he could lose out on $65 million in salary if he retires. And he just, the Packers hold all the cards in this situation. So same with Russell Wilson. I mean, these guys, they're making, and Deshaun Watson, for that matter, they're making a big stink because they realize that they didn't have the power in that situation, so they need to kind of create a nuisance of themselves to try to work their way out of town. And I think with Aaron Rodgers, the end game is he's going to get a pay raise for this year. Look, if the Packers wanted to move him, if they believed in Jordan Love, you wouldn't have the head coach, the GM, and the CEO each flying out separately to California to try to smooth things over with Aaron Rodgers. You know, you would take the three first-round picks and you'd move on to Jordan Love. So they clearly want Rodgers to come back. I think they give him a pay raise. The key will be whether they guarantee him next year as well, because Rodgers wants certainty. He doesn't want to go year to year. If it's just a pay raise, then I think the writing's on the wall that Rodgers will be playing for a new team next year. But to me, it's definitely Green Bay and nowhere else in 2021.
Yeah, I think they're going to say they're sorry and say they're sorry with a bunch of money. That's generally kind of what I was wrong here. How much? What is it going to take, honey? You know, how big does
the
diamond?
It's not just the money. It's, will they give him next year guaranteed? Jordan Love thing for another year?
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be fascinating to watch. The Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Okay, what about the Bears? You have Andy Dalton. You've done the QB1 thing. They go and draft Justin Fields. But you have also Matt Nagy as the coach. Matt Nagy's last stop was in Kansas City. And when he was there, Pat Mahomes was the backup for all but the last game of the season. Do you think that's the plan in Chicago?
I think Justin Fields will play sooner than later. I don't think Andy Dalton is any sort of, you know, he's new to that team and there's no real commitment to him. I know they paid him like $10 million, but I mean, the minute he throws an interception, everyone's going to be calling for his head. And why not let Fields get on the job training? I feel bad for him just because Chicago is where quarterbacks go to die. And they've just never been able to find a quarterback. I don't know if it's too windy in that stadium or what, but, you know, so I feel for Justin Fields in that sense. I hope he can be the one that can turn it around for the Bears. I think Nagy's a pretty good coach. Like, I think he did a good job of getting that team to 8-8 last year, considering the quarterback situation they had. Now, they whiffed pretty badly on Mitchell Trubisky, and they weren't able to develop him, but they do have a pretty good roster, and if they hit it right with Justin Fields this time, then they might have something. So I was a little surprised to see the Bears draft Fields, because I think it means they're committing to Nagy and GM Ryan Pace for at least two more years. I thought those guys would be on more of the hot seat. But I think that there is a case to be made that Nagy's done a pretty good job outside of just whiffing on the Trubisky thing. And if the Bears are willing to give him another chance, you know, I think if they hit it right with Justin Fields now, it could lead to some good things for the Bears.
Awesome stuff, man. Really appreciate you joining us. Look forward to catching up in the very, very near future. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, my man. Have a good one.
It's Ben Bolin from the Boston Globe.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Hope you're great. I get to guest host The Herd tomorrow. That'll be fun. Hopefully I'll get to catch up with John Middlecoff tomorrow. But we catch up with John Middlecoff today, upcoming in 30 minutes. Three Now Podcast, former NFL scout. I get his take on the schedules, coming back to a place where he used to work. There's a lot of that. We got a bunch to get to. First, though, let's get to a game.
Game time!
This is game time.
It's game time.
On the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Steve DeSager, what's the game, please?
At the board, John.
Game. Guess who?
Guess who? I will bring you the item, and you obviously guess who. In this case, a team. Now, producer Gavin got creative with the new schedule out last night, so guess who, number one? Doug, who finishes the season with five straight divisional games. They'll play one opponent twice, another opponent twice late season, another once. Five straight divisional games, an NFC team. Apparently, this is the first time any team has closed with such a streak since the NFL expanded to 32 teams in the eight-division format almost 20 years ago.
I'm going to go with Tampa.
Nope.
It is the Washington football team finishing... With Dallas, then at Philly, at Dallas, then home to Philly, and at Giants, their final five games, all divisional. Guess who does not have back-to-back road games all season? An NFC team, apparently only the fourth team in the last decade to have that on their slate. The other three all won their division with such a schedule. Who does not have back-to-back road games all season?
The Green Bay Packers.
Nope.
Close. Chicago Bears are said team. Moving away from the schedule, guess who just had the NBA's new Social Justice Champion Award named after him?
Oh, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah.
It is a new annual honor. All 30 teams will nominate one player. The NBA is going to give the award winner $100,000 to give to any organization. The other four finalists for the Kareem Social Justice Award will each get $25,000 to contribute.
Okay.
Guess who has a five-star recruit? College hoops. And just transferred from...
Oklahoma State.
Yeah, from Oklahoma State.
Well, it's Bryce Thompson.
Yeah.
So Bryce Thompson was a Kansas, he transferred to Oklahoma State. Of course, now not only can you transfer and not sit out, but you can transfer in league, which is weird. Bryce's dad played for Bill Self at Tulsa. A lot of people thought he'd go to TU. Instead, he goes to Oklahoma State. He didn't have a great freshman year. You know, the strength of Kansas was their guards. He's not really a point, not really a two, but going to be a really good player. That's a great pickup for Mike Boynton.
Do you remember when college football, if you transferred within the conference, it'd be 2 years you had to sit out?
It used to be college basketball, same thing.
Yeah. That's just astounding.
It should be.
2 years,
shouldn't be able
really?
To go. You shouldn't be able to transfer in conference. It's not right.
Okay, and there is your guess who for today.
That's game, huh?
Game time.
This is game time on the Doug Gottlieb Show.
Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. And people, you're limiting that. Yes, okay. So if you choose a team in, now look, I mean, this is my alma mater. It's a great pickup for him. Luke Axtell lost 2 years when he transferred from Texas to Kansas. But just that's not the spirit of what the league is supposed to be. Any league, not just the Pac-12, not just the Big 12, also the Pac-12. So I saw this. Tom Brady will enter the 2021 season with 1,154 passing yards behind Drew Brees for an NFL all-time passing yards record. If Brady were to average 289.6 yards per game, he'd break the all-time record in week four when he faces an old team in New England. So it's not likely to happen then, but it could happen then. I would also tell you that Tom Brady, he does the aw shucks things pretty well, but he wants to hold that record. Right? There's a reason. It's more than just Super Bowls while he's coming back. He's come back, and I mean, LeBron, same thing. Like, LeBron could retire now and be like, I'm done, but he wants to be the NBA's all-time scoring leader. And I used to think, like, that's so selfish. Like, why would those guys do that? Like, you already have so much fame and glory and success and blah, 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 blah. But then I started to realize, like, this is one of the trappings of being a super competitor is, if you're a super competitor, you can't just turn that off. You know? It's like in Madagascar. Ramos knows Madagascar, right? Remember, you know the movie Madagascar?
Yes, the DreamWorks movie.
Right. Madagascar is great. And I thought one of the, like, Alex the lion, when he gets in the wild, can only turn off being a lion and wanting to eat his best friend, who's a zebra, for so long. The end of the day, he's still a zebra. Right? And lions eat zebras in the wild. When I tell you that Tom Brady, one of the reasons he wants to come back and play has nothing to do with Super Bowls or team or Tampa or money. He wants every record. And you're like, man, that sounds, you know, it's like LeBron only playing because he wants to. Yeah, because they're lions and lions eat zebras. That's one of the things that's made them great. You can't just turn that thing off. Turn that thing off.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.